still at the heavens he rails, sometimes he prays, but all gods in due time are laid in their graves.
Joji was off to begin an incredible journey.
She drew closer to her reflection, examining her amber eyes. Her thin lips curled down into a frown.
It's certainly true what they say. The hospitality in these parts is second to none.
It sounded like a large, fierce animal was in the temple. Joji was terrified. Now he knew why no one was there.
The thing sniffed around the great big room. Then it stopped right in front of Joji.
We better get you to the hospital. You're bleeding.
25's pretty much at stake.
Scarlet glanced at her owl, Screech, and smiled. The owl perched atop a bedpost, watching with misshapen eyes. His gray feathers stuck out in ruffled patches, like he had flown straight out of a tornado.
And he starts to suspect his mounting distress. Those celestial bodies couldn't care less.
The warrior schooled Joji in the art of discipline. The priests gave him lessons in reading and writing. Joji had his very own box of writing tools, with a brush and an ink stick, and a stone. But even while the other students worked hard at their studies, Joji would just take a brush and rice paper and do nothing for hours but draw. And what Joji drew was just one thing. Cats. Cats, cats, and more cats. Small cats, big cats, thin cats, fat cats.